The Kant program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good afternoon, our time here in Central. It's 12 noon where we are on this Monday. And boy, wasn't AJ Rice something, man. I'll tell you what, that guy is animated. For those of you that want to watch it on Rumble, we'll be there. And you can watch this interview. We live streamed it on video, so you can see it. If you were watching us on video, you can see what I mean. Again, I hope you were one of the lucky ones that called in and placed an order with the Power Mall when we announced it. You'll find this book is just amazing. I mean, if you want to know what the definition of woke is, AJ Rice gives it to you in so many different directions. It's unbelievable. And I do want to have him on again when this next book breaks out. And maybe we can get him to kick in a couple of hardcover copies to give away too, like we did here. You are going to enjoy this book. Trust me. It's amazing all the stuff he goes into detail on. And anybody ever asks you the definition of woke, you'll be able to answer them in so many different ways. I mean, it will expand your conversation in the conservative realm to no end. So gotta love it. Moving on to news here at 1 minute after the hour, the Texas Supreme Court. Do you remember this guaranteed income garbage they were going to in Harris County called Uplift Terrace? This judge pulled something out of her butt. Wild hair or what? I don't know what it was, but they came up with this idea that they were going to give all of these 2,000 residents just about $500, no strings attached, to 2,000 residents for 18 months. And Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton looked at this and went, wait a minute, what is going on here? This violates the Texas state constitution. We're not going to just go redistribute public money. And, you know, the Constitution forbids any county, city, or town from granting public money to any individual. This is what Harris County was doing. They were just giving it away. Give it away, give it away, give it away. Yeah, you know what I mean? And, of course, Uplift Terrace program is going to fight them on this. Oh, they got to get that money out because 2,000 votes, man, that could swing the election. 18 months. $500 times 18 months. Do the math. $500 times 18 months, $9,000. That'd buy a lot of votes. Nearly 2,000 votes. Boy, that could swing a program, huh, for all the libtards in Houston. Wow. CNN, of course, has announced new rules for the Trump-Biden presidential debate June 27th in Atlanta. No studio audience. They can really, no teleprompter. It will last 90 minutes and include two commercial breaks. Well, Joe, better make sure you have an extra Depends on, because if poopy pants, you know, he can't change his diaper. The candidates won't be able to interact with their respective campaign staff. No pre-written notes or props. They'll have a pen and a paper so they can take notes during the debate and a bottle of water, and that's it. They'll appear at a uniform podium with a coin flip to determine their podium positions. Well, then you get Jake Tapper and Dana Bash. Oh, my God. The network said they're going to use all their tools at their disposal to enforce timing and ensure civilized discussion. Really? In other words, they're going to be able to cut off the other guy's mic. You really think that's going to shut either one of these people up, Biden or Trump? Trump's going to be shaking his head the whole time. Biden's going off. Biden's going to be yelling when his mic gets turned off. So you'll be able to hear it over Trump's mic when he's trying to speak. And Trump's going to go, there you go again, just like Reagan. You know, remember that? Well, there you go again. You know, all this garbage. I mean, this is going to be a farce. It'll be fun. Just the entertainment value of watching Biden lose it on camera. June 27th in Atlanta. Boy, CNN's going to make money off of that. You know, and Biden's going to have this campaign out there. They're buying all this video time out there. Trump, the convicted felon. Trump, the convicted felon. They're going to spend $50 million on TV advertising, throwing a picture of Trump up there behind bars. And, oh, my God, they're going to make it look really bad. Banana Republic in your face, folks. This is exactly what they're going to do. You know, at least Trump gets one shot at the moron before July 11th, which is the sentencing date. We don't know what the hell they're going to do in New York. We haven't, you know, it's really funny, too. After that juror, after his cousin came out, Michael Anderson, and exposed all of that. Oh, yeah, they voted guilty, and I knew it ahead of time because they already made up their mind before they even considered the evidence. Boy, oh, boy. We haven't heard a peep out of the court yet. Not one peep out of Juan Merchant's court yet. Unbelievable how this works. They're going to try to keep this under wraps as long as they can. Oh, trust me, they're investigating which juror it is. Yeah, good luck prosecuting anybody for the leak. Good luck with that. You know that's not going to happen. I mean, they got a revolving door on Rikers Island. They're letting people in and out of there like crazy so they can go out and commit more crime. Except for Trump. They'd like to put him in there for a while. That, to me, would constitute election interference. I don't know about you, but RFK Jr., of course, he's on the ballot with sufficient enough signatures and electoral votes, but CNN says it appears less likely anybody other than Biden and Trump are going to get on here. An Alaska judge has approved ranked choice voting repeal in the first round of legal challenges. Ooh, now there's a switch. That means Lisa Murkowski might not get elected again. She's a rhino swamp. Judge, this is really funny. We have ranked choice voting, and the judge's name is Christina Rankin. You can't make this stuff up. She said in a ruling, election officials acted appropriately by allowing petitioners to fix issues with two petition booklets. Because, see, this is where the argument is. Alaska's election Division of Elections improperly certified the measure of ranked choice voting. You may not know how it works, so I got to explain it. Just in case there's any question at all, I'm gonna explain how it works. What it does is it allows voters to pick a preferred candidate from all the candidates appearing on the ballot, regardless of party affiliation. Wow. So you get multiple people out there. The voter may then also select their second choice, their third choice, and so on. And if the top candidate, it's like you vote for the evil, the lesser of two evils, or whatever. First, second, third, you know, if the top candidate gets more than 50% of the votes, they win. If not, the candidate with the least first choice votes is eliminated, and those ballots are added to the candidate the voter picked as their second choice. This is repeated until the two candidates remain. The winner is the one with the most votes. Kind of crazy, isn't it? This is just another way, the proponents say, that it's a justified option that gives voters more choice, especially to those who are unaffiliated. The opponents, meanwhile, argue it damages not just major parties, but smaller ones by stopping them from appearing on the ballot. Instead, they say it should be up to the party members to choose their candidate. You see, they're all, of course, they like the uniparty system. If ranked choice voting is scrapped, voters would go back to picking one candidate on their ballot. Well, doesn't that make sense? I mean, Maine's doing it. That's really funny. You got Maine up in the Northeast, Alaska up in the Northwest. Wow. My goodness, how this country has strayed so far off center, it's not even funny. At least 1,200 people have been evacuated as a wind-driven wildfire quickly spread to over 12,000 acres of northwest Los Angeles. It's called the Post Fire. It began Saturday afternoon. The Interstate 5 freeway in Gorman, a community about 68 miles northwest of L.A., as of Sunday afternoon, this blaze had spread to 12,265 acres and was only 2% contained. 1,200 people evacuated. Wow. The Hungry Valley Recreation Area and the Pyramid Lake Reservoir were closed due to the fire threat. Crews are responding to a southern part, moving southeastward toward Lake Pyramid. Meanwhile, scorching temperatures, which aren't helping matter much in the weather, in New York City says, oh, we're prepared. Yeah. They're going to inundate most of the U.S. from now until Friday. Temperatures in the 90s, upper 90s, and triple digits, mainly from the Midwest to the Northeast. Just so you know. I don't know what you have your air conditioner set on, but I guarantee you there's a greater chance for power outages during this point in time. So you might want to set your AC up a little higher to help avoid the risk. Last week, we reported that a Southwest Airlines MAX 37, this is a Boeing aircraft, did a Dutch roll. Now, I don't know, you know, it's nothing like a Tootsie Roll, you know, Tootsie Roll, it's nothing like that, all right? I have actually gone online to YouTube, and I hooked up a video tutorial describing the event. If you get our email blast, you can click on it. It says click here, and it will take you to a four-minute-something video that will show you how a Dutch roll works. It's a combination of yaw, or the tail sliding from side to side, and the plane rocking in a way that causes the wings to roll up and down. The name comes from the way the rhythmic swaying movement resembles a form of ice skating that was popular in the Netherlands. Well, one of Southwest Airlines' flights last month was cruising at 34,000 feet from Phoenix to Oakland. This happened on May 25th. Southwest did not notify the NTSB about the roll or the damage until June 7. Why is that? Well, because following the event, they performed maintenance on the airplane and discovered damage to the structural components. Wow, structural damage because of this. It could suggest, according to the NTSB, that the incident was more serious than previously known. Fortunately, Southwest is cooperating. They're participating in the investigation. But the plane is definitely may have to go back to the factory and completely be rebuilt. Meanwhile, the FAA is investigating this, according to the New York Times. Wow, I can't believe they're actually coming up with stuff like this. Only when they attack, you know, corporations, because they don't like corporatism. They're reporting the FAA is investigating counterfeit titanium used in some of the Boeing Airbus jets, thinking it's bogus. Wow, let's hope you don't get on one of those Airbuses that's got problems. Aircraft manufacturers are facing strong demand for new planes due to the surge in post-pandemic travel. However, supply chain problems and component shortages are limiting their ability to meet the demand. Titanium, of course, if you know anything about aircraft, it's a component in aerospace supply chain used to make landing gears, blades, and turbine discs for aircraft. Wow, imagine that. The FAA said Boeing issued a bulletin outlining ways suppliers should remain alert to the potential of falsified records, because they have to catalog all of the airplane's parts. Numerous tests have been performed on those parts. Coming from the same source of supply, they show the A220's airworthiness remains intact. Canada has imposed sanctions on Russian titanium, albeit with exceptions. It wasn't clear if false documents were connected to the sanctions or not. Wow. Economic Times blog is reporting the entire system is crumbling. Major red flags are popping up for banks, small businesses, and retailers. All the meanwhile, the Fed's 2% inflation target is worth keeping, according to economists. Yep. Inflation, deflation, stagflation, you know, this goes back to Thomas Jefferson saying, letting the banks control first inflation, then deflation. Your children will be waking up as slaves in the land your forefathers conquered. So why is the entire system crumbling? If the economy's fine, why are so many signs of trouble erupting all around us? Those that keep insisting that the U.S. economy is heading in the right direction conveniently ignore the very troubling facts and figures reported. Because when you take an honest look at the cold, hard numbers, the economy keeps cranking out. There's only one logical conclusion. The entire system is falling apart. conditions are soon going to get significantly worse. Look at the banks. The FDIC's most recent report tells us there are 63 problem banks in the U.S. Collectively, the banks now have $517 billion in unrealized losses. This is the FDIC's first quarter report. But, of course, they're not going to tell you who the banks are. Why is that? Well, we already know. Because if they leaked out who those 63 problem banks were, what would it do? Bank runs. All of a sudden, as soon as they found out, man, everybody would be going right to that bank. And once they do that, the bank has to close. That's how it works. Then you look at the falling prices in the CRE sector, commercial real estate, post-pandemic rise of telecommuting, work-at-home programs, crushed demand for office space, vacancy rates in commercial buildings have soared. I mean, you don't think that this is a problem? When everybody sees, no wonder they don't want to come back in the office. They're afraid they're going to catch gonorrhea or something, you know, at the water cooler. I mean, all you have to do is say boo to these people and they're scared. This is all part of the woke. But no, we want to work from home. We like sitting in our underwear, working in the confines of our home. You know, that's where all the trannies that want to work from home could dress up in lingerie and, you know, nobody has to see what they're doing. Pretty crazy, huh? But you got to look at what's going on in commercial real estate. The biggest bankruptcy in 2023 was a failure of the Pennsylvania Real Estate Investment Trust. That was REIT, Real Estate Investment Trust. That's REIT. The company had loaded up with more than $1 billion in liabilities, which could spill over into the financial sector. A lot more of these loans in the commercial market are coming due. $1.2 trillion of real estate debt is going to mature over the next 2 years. Financial institutions are going to fail during those months and the years ahead of us. This is according to the blog. One recent survey discovered 2/3 of all small businesses in the U.S. are teetering on the brink of disaster. And see, this is the thing, moms and pops, you're going to have to find something that works. And people out there that are entrepreneurs and want to keep the message going, you're going to have to watch how you borrow money and put things together. Everybody's going to be affected here. 2/3, according to a new survey, Job Creators Network Foundation shows 67% of small business owners maintain such fears about the economy as it stands today, make a 10-point increase from sentiment 2 years ago. Forbes estimates at least 46% of all employees in the U.S., around 61.6 million people in total, are employed by small businesses. And, of course, Mark B. Spiegel recently discussed major retailer after major retailer reporting disappointing sales numbers. Slew of retailers here. Target, Lowe's, Macy's, Kohl's, Best Buy, Foot Locker. Yeah, dropping. Dollar General, negative year-over-year sales. Burlington, same way. Walmart, Nordstrom, comps managed to roughly keep pace with inflation, but were unable to exceed it. Walmart, retail giant behemoth, closing down stores all across the country. Yeah. Attention, Walmart shoppers. Yeah. Harry Dent, there's somebody I like to, the Dent method. Google it. He likes to project a 42-year cycle. And he does it with some accuracy for how people are within a 42-year span of time, how things rise and fall. He told Fox News we should brace ourselves for a bigger crash than we got in 2008 to 2009. Oh, my. That means big foreclosure mess. And it's happening. We keep a very big thing on what's going on in the foreclosure market, folks, for a reason. Dent confirmed it. In 1925 to 29, it was a natural bubble. There was no stimulus behind that, artificial per se. This is new. It's never happened, Dent said. What do you do if you want to cure a hangover? You drink more. That's what they've been doing. Spending money like a drunken sailor in a whorehouse. Or strip club, whatever. Take your pick. Flooding the economy with extra money forever might actually enhance the overall economy long term, but you're only going to see this when the bubbles burst. And the bubble's been going 14 years. Instead of most bubbles going 5 to 6, has been stretched higher and higher. So you got to expect bigger crash than we got in 2008 to 09. The bigger it is, the harder it falls, right? And, of course, Goldman is reporting, like we have to trust them, but they've actually done a study. Cash-strapped Americans reveal the top supermarket offering of the best grocery stores, and which one do you think it is? If you said Walmart, you were right. Even though it's been dropping. Walmart. Wow. This is the Biden administration out there. Oh, yeah, the economy's solid ahead of the November presidential elections. Folks, it's all rope-a-dope to get you to continue to vote for Biden. He is wrecking the country, folks. He and his ilk. Goldman reacknowledged earlier this week, under the surface, low-income consumers are struggling. These low-income people are also voters, folks. Given this, a separate Goldman note pinpointed the best grocery deals. Walmart offers the lowest prices, believe it or not. But understand something about Walmart. Walmart carries more garbage and ultra-processed foods than any other grocery chain. The retailers' survey included Walmart, Sprouts, Farmers Market, Whole Foods, and Dollar General. Whole Foods had the highest prices in dry grocery goods. Sprouts Farmers had the highest prices in dairy and frozen foods. Dollar General had the lowest prices in household goods, dry grocery, produce, HPC, that's what they call it. So, but Walmart carries a lot of ultra-processed foods. Now, why do I say that? Because in the health category, we talk about it. So, because if you eat this garbage, this is what happens. You get sick. We told you about what they're saying about the next pandemic and the bird flu. This is garbage, folks. They're going to come out with another mRNA shot. They're already talking about it. Gene therapy is gene therapy, no matter how you look at it. Scientists are testing mRNA vaccines to protect cows and people against bird flus. So you know what they're doing. It's coming. I'm telling you right now. Vaccinating cows protects dairy workers, which could mean fewer chances for the virus to jump into people and mutate in ways that could spur human-to-human spread. So now they want to jab your cow. And what's the mRNA going to do to the cow? Alter the DNA. They're going to call it a vaccine. It's not. It's gene therapy. And you need to start looking at all the places you're getting your milk from, because guess what? Bird flu survived pasteurization and lab tests. Now, if they've been messing with the mutations of this stuff and putting it out there to infect cattle, which there's a good chance they've done it, it's just that they don't want to tell anybody yet. Not till it gets really, really bad, then they're going to leak it to America. It's not tinfoil hat stuff. If they've already been working on vaccines for bird flu and they want to give it to cows, and it's a next-gen mRNA, modified RNA vaccine, akin to the COVID shots, and they're testing it in both animals and people, I don't want to be that guinea pig, but it's being developed right now. The U.S. Ag Department's beginning a testing vaccine developed by the University of Pennsylvania researchers by giving it to calves. All these calves, I wonder if they're going to drop dead once they get it. You give it to a calf, and then what happens? Are they going to kill the calf and cut it open to see whether or not any of the DNA has changed and how? I mean, they're going to have to. How's that going to work? Folks, they're playing with God's creatures here. Not a fun thing. Heavy metal exposure has been linked to dementia risk. Prevalence of Alzheimer's disease continues to rise. Same with dementia. Heavy metal exposure, the possible culprit. From the medications we take to the water we drink, potentially even the air we breathe, metals like lead, cadmium, aluminum, widespread in our environment. Gee, I'm going to have to go get out my M40 gas mask with my NATO filter if this keeps up. Just messing with you. Or am I? See, that's two things that they want to know, folks. Can you withstand a chemical attack and are you armed? That's what they want to know. We have a product of interest at the Power Mall called Heavy Metal and Chemical Cleanse in the one fluid ounce size. Oh, my. Geoengineering. Yeah. That's another category that we covered. They got a new category out. Dane Wigington's got a new post up. We have a link to it on our website. Fatty acid deficiency may contribute to bipolar disorder. A new study suggests the answer may lie in a nutrient found in everyday foods like eggs, seafood, and chicken. People with higher levels of arachidonic acid, a polyunsaturated omega-6 fatty acid, face a lower risk of developing this mental health condition that cycles between euphoric mania and crippling depression. So if you don't want to be bipolar, this study suggests that you might want to take Pure Omega or Polar Power caps and liquid by North American Herb and Spice, Pure Omega. Previous research also suggested associations between a deficiency in arachidonic acid and higher risk of developing schizophrenia. In the health category also, we have home remedies for bug bites and stings. That list of 20 is pretty cool. Living clay, head-to-toe calcium bentonite clay is on the list, folks. Believe it or not, it is. Top five house plants for your home health, environmental helpful in fighting cancer. If you want to know what they are, we have them in our house. Spider plant, peace lilies, aloe vera, snake plant, and Boston fern. They actually help with environmental sensitivity, especially if you think you might have cancer or you're fighting cancer. Decreasing levels of toxic agents present. They create an atmosphere more suitable for healing and recovery. Gotta love that. Moving toward the bottom of the hour break here. We got a couple of minutes. Brady, you're on with the show. Good morning, or yeah, it would be morning your time.
Yeah, it's 10:30 here. How you doing, Dave?
Doing good. Yourself?
I'm doing fine, thanks. I don't know. I just seen Elon Musk come out. So really have no fear. Elon Musk is here. He now has done a couple more transplants with the Neuralink right into your brain. And he's jumping up and down saying, hey, humans in the future, you don't have to worry about being human. You're going to have the equivalent of an iPhone right into your brain, the section that controls your muscle movement and other parts of your thinking. But he's proud and he's basically saying AI is going to take over what we once knew as humanity, and it's such a great thing. So I just, I'm kind of miffed at what he's doing, because about a week ago, he was just talking about he wanted to shut down iPhones. And then now this week, he's got more experiments with the chimpanzees, and he got two or three humans to accept the Neuralink, which is the size of about a dime in their brains now. So quite amazing.
It is. Yep. We appreciate that, Brady. Thanks for the input. We're at the bottom of the hour break right now. We'll be back with more news and your phone calls after these important messages from the Power Mall. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Herb and Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. said to be good for everything but death itself. Come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I have a good friend with me here today. She has been taking the calcium bentonite clay that she purchased from the Power Mall for many, many years now. And I asked her to sit with me and explain to the listeners what she uses the clay for.
Thanks. So just to let you know, we use it on a daily basis. I will put a teaspoon of calcium bentonite clay into a glass of water and drink it before bed for detox. We've done weekly foot soaks for my husband who has diabetes. We use it for facials. I use it once a week for my clay bath detox. We've used it on spider bites, insect bites, and I've also used it for the swelling in my ankle after surgery.
Oh, yes, I do remember when you had the surgery. To order the clay, please call 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Oil of Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Why invest in all the great natural supplements from the Power Mall and then use a toothpaste loaded with harmful synthetic chemicals like fluoride? You want really healthy checkups, right? People who switch to Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash are reporting healthy-looking gums and whiter teeth. Both the Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash are formulated with natural products like zinc, folic acid, cloves, and myrrh. It's nature's answer to preventing plaque, reducing the development of cavities, and promoting healthy teeth and gums. Vitamir toothpaste comes in original formula and also with CoQ10 and xylitol, as well as in a great-tasting orange-flavored children's formula, too. Get Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash from the Power Mall today, and you, too, can have healthy checkups. Call 877-817-9829 or order from thepowermall.com.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, where we here on this Monday. That's right. We are here for the next segment, few minutes here before we exit Monday's show. But, you know, I got to get back to some more news because we got a lot to talk about. If you have a comment on anything you want to discuss with us, you can call us at 844-769-2944. Wait for the prompts. Press 1 to get in the studio, and we'll put you on the air if you have something to contribute to the conversation. We told you earlier about scientists took milk with the avian flu in it and pasteurized it and found that detectable amounts of the influenza remained after the heat treatment was applied. This is something that the NIAID did, which pointed a need for further research on the influenza and milk. The group took H5N1, diluted it in raw unpasteurized cow milk. Then they heated it at 145 degrees Fahrenheit and 161 degrees Fahrenheit. Commercial milk must be pasteurized at one of three temps, 145 for 30 minutes, 161 for 15 seconds, or 191 for 1 second. But scientists found detectable amounts of the virus in milk treated at 161. That's, they heated it to 161 degrees after 20 seconds of heat treatment. Findings highlight a need for further research. I wonder if they're going to use that to illicitly contaminate children, especially in public school. maybe this is one of the reasons why you want to homeschool your kids. Lord knows if, you know, they put an mRNA vaccine out there, how many stupid people are going to go get it? That would be funny if they sprouted wings and flew away and we never saw them again, wouldn't it? Strawberry full moon happening on the day after solstice. Summer solstice, June 20. On June 21st, the strawberry moon will fall. Strawberry moons don't always fall in the summer. They can occur in the spring at preceding solstice, but this one will. For many reasons, a strawberry moon, the likes of which we haven't seen in years. Why they call it the strawberry moon? Why will it be honey-hued and not strawberry pink? Why so large and low is this? How will it affect the full moon? Ripe red moon is what you would expect, given its name, but no, strawberry moon, just a name for June's full moon after the berries that bloom this month, full stop. Got nothing to do with the shape, size, appearance, or color. Just so you know. Again, Dane Wigington, Global Alert News number 462 is out. South Florida compared to scenes from a zombie movie as widespread flooding triggers rare warning. Unstable systems, why geoengineering will solve neither climate change nor climate geopolitics. The European Leadership Network continues even more so than resource competition. This could trigger interstate conflict up to war, which under the circumstances of great power competition and climate change would be a threat to humanity's very survival. Where does it leave us? Well, I'll tell you the sad state of affairs. The Energy Department now has been sued. Competitive Enterprise Institute filed a lawsuit against the U.S. Department of Energy. You know, it's Jennifer Granholm. You know, that looks like a little waif, you know, look like a little nymph out there. You put wings on her, she'd look like Tinkerbell. Accusing the agency, this lawsuit did, of illegally limiting the use of water in dishwashers and clothes washers. Oh, my goodness. I just want to play the Irish washerwoman, you know. I just want to, you know, just, this is so silly. Illegally limiting the use of water in dishwasher. I mean, why do we even have these appliances? What, do we have to go back to the old scrub board? You remember the old washboard? What, do we have to go back to that now? And then next thing you know, well, you can't do that because, you know, whatever. I mean, if you didn't have one of these, look at it this way. I wonder how many, and I got to ask this question because maybe somebody knows. I know if you look around out there, there's the old washing machine. My grandmother had one. And it's one of those manual crank washing machines where you basically turn the tub and you wash the clothes. I mean, that's the next best thing to the washboard, where you have to put the washboard. Remember that? It's like a wood grate board in there, and you put it in there and you scrub your clothes up and down with it to get the dirt out in soap water. And then you rinse it in another tub, which has, you know, I don't know, maybe 5 gallons of water in it that's heated up, and you rinse it and you run it through a wringer. Remember the wringer? I got my finger caught in one of those things once. How that hurts. I was trying to help grandma wring some clothes out and got my finger stuck in it. Ditzy. Yeah, I did it. How many of you have done that? Boy, that hurt. Ow. Some of you might have even gotten a new vocabulary as a result of it. I don't know. But this lawsuit filed by Competitive Enterprise Institute filed last week on behalf of two plaintiffs in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Texas, accusing the DOE of going beyond its statutory authority by imposing water efficiency rules on dishwashers and washing machines without lawful authority. So what else is new? The complaint revolves around the Energy Policy and Conservation Act of 1975, which aimed to limit energy use of residential appliances to minimize America's dependence on OPEC oil. Well, now that we've got all this oil over here, now what are we doing about it? And then not only that, the plaintiffs argue the DOE doesn't have authority to implement appliance regulations other than for shower heads, faucets, water closets, and urinals. Water closets, by the way, is a toilet. In Britain, they call it the WC or the loo. Wow. Plaintiffs noted that unlawfully regulated consumers, right? They were harmed by the restrictive nature of the rules. Unlawfully regulated consumers. That's what they claim they are. What do you think? Now you've got a wind farm that's being built in Idaho. A wind farm that, according to, this is the Lava Ridge Wind Project, Senator James Risch of Idaho, Republican congressman, said, James Risch of Idaho said, everybody doesn't want it. He represents 1.8 million angry people. Angry at you personally, Mr. Risch told BLM director, and that's not, that's Bureau of Land Management, okay? That's not Black Lives Matter, all right? She makes her first appearance before a congressional committee since her combative June 2021 confirmation hearing. Seven Idaho counties signed onto a 2023 joint resolution opposing the project. And he says, your own BLM advisory council voted unanimously not to do this, yet the project is moving forward. Tens of thousands of comments blasting this project, but they're still going ahead with it. And what's it designed to do? Funnel electricity into California? It offers zero benefit to local communities, yet they want to put it up in Idaho. And of course, Ms. Stone Manning said the tentative approval isn't final until the record of decision is enrolled in the Federal Register, and that hasn't happened yet because the BLM and other federal agencies are reviewing all the comments opposed to the proposal. Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming said the EIS approval, despite overwhelming opposition from locals, has alarmed his constituents and raised concerns about how the federal government evaluates public input. Oh, see, that makes sense. Pretty obvious the government does what it wants no matter what we say. So this is why we have to bring our fight to the home front. I mean, think about it. We got to bring the fight to the home front. In other words, your local community. You're in the county, fine. Run for county commission. Change things. You're in the city, run for city council, board of supervisors, whatever. Run for it. Got a school board? Run for it. Is an open seat somewhere? Run for it. Get your foot in the door. Get into politics locally. Find out what they're doing. Find out if they're woke. Find out if they care. Find out if they'll stop this nonsense. You want a sheriff that's going to do the right thing? That's why we have Richard Mack on the show. I'd like to get him back on again, given this garbage that's going on. I want to talk to Richard Mack about why the sheriff of Pulaski County, Arkansas, didn't stop the ATF from enforcing a search warrant coming in heavy into a man's home at 6:03 a.m. That's what I want to know. I want to know why that sheriff isn't being held accountable. Bud Cummins may do it. I want to get him back on the show, too, to ask him. I want to get the, I mean, he was a state's attorney, U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Arkansas. He was the guy. He corrected me. He wasn't an AUSA. He was actually a United States attorney for the Eastern District of Arkansas. I would like to know how that works, that the sheriff was allowed to just, oh, whatever. Good guys, do what you want. You know, last time I checked, Little Rock was inside Pulaski County, and the sheriff is the chief executive of the county. Am I making sense here? If I'm not, please call me and let me know. Correct me. Show me the error of my ways. Why do we have to have search warrants being served at 6 a.m. coming in heavy, knowing that they might blow somebody's head off? How's that work? What if it was you? I'd be reporting on you. I mean, you know, I understand that all these illegals are out raping, pillaging, murdering, and plundering the countryside right now. And we're not talking about that because it's happening in a city near you. I mean, they're hijacking, they're carjacking New York Police Department cops. They're carjacking illegal immigrants or carjacking their vehicles. This is how bad it's gotten. And what's your government doing about it? Not a damn thing. How does that work? See, the sheriff is supposed to be the one that's in charge of the county, and if he's not doing what you want him to do, get a sheriff that will. That's how I want to get Richard Mack on the show. He's got it. I'm a member of the CSPOA, Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. I'm also a member of the Arkansas Sheriffs Association, and I would like to know why the Sheriffs Association hasn't commented on this. It really does affect them, folks. If they're going to do their job and they're not going to kowtow to the feds, I sure would to hell like to know about it. Wouldn't you? In the food prepping, gardening, farming, and homesteading category, beyond bad. You go to the store like Walmart, places like that, and you see Beyond the Impossible Burger, Beyond Meat. Fake meat and other ultra-processed vegan food linked to heart disease and early death. Oh, that sounds encouraging, doesn't it? New research suggests that ultra-processed vegan food can increase the risk of heart disease and early death, according to the New York Post, citing a new study published in The Lancet from the University of Sao Paulo and Imperial College of London. Ultra-processed foods, or UPFs, include packaged foods, drinks, cereals, ready-to-eat products that contain colors, emulsifiers, flavors, and other additives that are notoriously high in sugar, saturated fat, salt, while often being devoid of vitamins. The researchers studied the diets of more than 118,000 Brits aged 40 to 69, finding that while plant-based diet promotes overall heart health, that only applies to fresh plant-based foods, such as fruits and veggies, as well as grains and legumes, not this ultra-processed crap. Researchers found that for every 10% increase in plant-based foods, the risk of death from heart disease fell by 20%. That's pretty significant. However, when the source of plant-based food comes from UPFs or ultra-processed foods, there's a 12% spike in heart disease-related deaths. According to the study's lead author, Fernando Rauber, both the composition and processing methods for UPFs can result in higher blood pressure and cholesterol. Based on their findings, the authors are urging nutritional guidelines that promote plant-based diets to include a warning to avoid ultra-processed foods. Now, one other thing I want to mention while we still have a minute here. Gluten-free foods. Now, a lot of you have celiac disease. You might know somebody that has it. And they've been encouraged to eat gluten-free foods. Well, here's the problem. I don't like eating gluten-free too much. I found a couple of gluten-free pastas that taste pretty good. But the problem with all of these things is, are they sprayed with glyphosate? Is the wheat used to make them sprayed with glyphosate? This is a problem. Do you really think it's going to help people with gluten intolerance and celiac disease? Wow. See, this is what, as long as we're in the conversation about ultra-processed foods, man, I got to bring it up. In the cancel culture category, that's a nice alliteration of C's. Congressman Chip Roy says, over my dead body, to Selective Service for Women. Roy was one of the 211 House Republicans that voted in favor of passing the NDAA on Friday. That $883 billion package, right? A proposed National Defense Authorization Act would require women to register for selective service, according to the Senate Committee on Armed Services Executive Summary. Here's the thing. The House passed it, right? But the Senate wants to include women. Chip Roy registered his staunch opposition to this because, see, the committee voted to advance the NDAA for fiscal year 2025 to the Senate floor, which has an amendment requiring women to register between the ages of 18 to 26. Chip Roy says, you can go straight to hell over my dead body. The House passed would amend the Military Selective Service Act by inserting the language stating, except as otherwise provided, every male citizen of the U.S. and every other male person residing in the U.S. between 18 and 26 shall be automatically registered under the act. Now, does that include illegal immigrants? It says every other male person residing in the United States. If you live here, what is the United States? Is it just Washington, D.C.? Yeah, what is it? But the Senate wants to include women. See, they have all these imaginative ways of depopulating the United States, including sending all our sons and daughters off to war. Meanwhile, an appeals court has denied the Biden administration's attempt to revive a directive that would have required schools to let transgender students join sports teams that align with their gender identity and grant female-identifying male students access to girls' locker rooms and bathrooms. You see, this is what they're trying to do, folks. This is a DOE, Department of Education guidance, calling on federally funded schools to let TGs access spaces and programs that align with their gender. So they want all the boys who think that they're girls going to the girls. Yeah. What do you think that the girls who want to be guys, you really think that they're going to go in to the men's, the boys' locker room? No. See, because they still got their female parts. They haven't had an adidectomy yet. I don't know what you call it. I mean, I'd like to know how that functions. What do? You put a pump on the side, you know? You know those pumps that the old guys get, you know, that pump it up there? Pump, 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 pump it up. How's that work? I don't know what else to call it but an adidectomy. Sounds logical. Was that a little too controversial for you? Oh. See, this is what's controversial, is that you have an administration out there that is letting this happen. And you keep sending your kids to public school that are federally funded. The Ohio-based 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals agreed with a Tennessee federal judge's decision that temporarily blocked this guidance. Well, if you get federal funds, you know, see, this is what makes me think that the state government needs to stop accepting federal money so they don't have to align with this guidance, even though it's been suspended. This is a Biden transgender student directive. So you have your daughter going in to the locker room to change from gym class. And here's some guy staring her down, looking at her private parts, stroking as you know what. How's that work? If that was your daughter and she came home and told you that, what would you do? I mean, it's bad enough that Angie Harmon's dog got shot by a delivery guy, but then her daughter, Avery Seahorn, arrested on felony charges down in Charlotte, North Carolina, charged with felony burglary and larceny. She graduates from a Christian academy and then goes out with two 17-year-olds and broke into the World Nightclub on Music Factory through a back door. And the three of them hid behind the bar and drank liquor belonging to the nightclub and then ran off with $500 worth of their booze. Of course, they were caught. Wow. You know, you got to wonder. And then you have a Catholic private school expelling three students from the same family after their 13-year-old tried to give a Trump-themed speech about patriotism. Oh, yeah. St. Bonaventure Catholic School in Huntington Beach, California, said Jimmy Hayward refused to follow their demands when he submitted a video of the speech for a school election. He was running for commissioner of patriotism and school spirit, according to his speech. And, of course, he didn't remove the patriotic part of the speech when the principal asked him to delete portions of it about patriotism, and he refused to do it. So they expelled all of the kids in the family. Yeah. Family said they got a notification from the school the principal would also not be returning for the next school season. The boy's entire speech and the principal's editing request were obtained and published by KTTV out there in Southern California. Amazing how that works. A bikini barista has hammered a car windshield after she got doused with coffee drinks from a disgruntled customer. She has one of these little drive-up things, you know, a taste of heaven. And she's serving, you know, two drinks, cost $22. He became outraged over the price of the drinks. So he left and came back and then tossed the two drinks at her through the window. He's got a little trailer parked out there in protest. Well, she took a hammer, reached out the window and shattered his windshield. Took the hammer side of it and cracked the windshield. Crazy how this is happening, huh? Hey, welcome to America, folks. It's getting worse and worse. You better be prepared. When you go out, you better be very well awake and alert and look at your surroundings as you venture out. Things are going to get even weirder the closer we get to November 5. In the meantime, you can read all about this on the email blast that we send out. We put it on thepowerhour.com. And, of course, we hope you are one of the lucky ones to order from the Power Mall and get a copy of The Woking Dead. We'll be back tomorrow. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
Natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.